The study puts some numbers to the arguments that Southeast Alaska fishermen, tour operators, tribal leaders, and communities have been making about the importance of the Taku River near Juneau, Stikine near Wrangell, and the Yunuk north of Ketchikan. Salmon Beyond Borders commissioned the report written by the McDowell Group. The findings are that the commercial and sport fishing activity, along with tourism dollars from the waterways, are worth a combined $48 million a year in economic activity, including paychecks for 400 people in Southeast. Kirsten Shelton Walker is a project manager with the research and consulting business McDowell Group in Juneau.
It's well known, as any of us who live in Southeast Alaska know, that salmon and commercial fishing has a substantial impact on our region's economy, and that the visitor industry as well. So we were not surprised to see that, but it was interesting to find out that this impact is for these rivers could be as high as almost $1 billion over a 30-year horizon.
The $48 million a year is discounted over time, but overall it's estimated to add up to nearly $1 billion over the next three decades. The annual dollar amount includes almost $20 million a year in income from jobs in the seafood, visitor, and sport fishing industries. Other dollars counted in the figure are from U.S. Forest Service recreational cabin use, along with hunting and trapping trips taken on the rivers. The consultants also included tax dollars that the state collects from commercial salmon catches and tax collected by the Wrangell, Juneau, and Ketchikan boroughs from property on the rivers. McDowell also looked at information on Alaska's commercial fishing catches from two rivers south of the Alaska border, the Nass and the Skeena. Salmon from those rivers are caught in Alaska waters. Salmon Beyond Borders is trying to highlight what's at stake if mines already operating and soon to be developed across the border in British Columbia suffer an environmental disaster like the failure of the Mount Polly Tailings Dam that happened in central BC in August of 2014. Heather Hardcastle, campaign director with the organization, says their ultimate goal is not to stop development of the mines. She says they want a greater say for Alaskans in how the mines are developed and environmental safeguards that are set for mine tailing storage.
Ultimately, then, we want an agreement or set of agreements between Canada and the United States that does provide enforceable protection for those of us who are sustained by these rivers. And so by trying to tell the story of what these rivers mean, that's a big part of our work. So this is a first step in doing that.
Hardcastle says another part of the story to tell in the future would be the environmental importance of the river systems. Large open-pit precious metal mines are already operating or planned near tributaries of the Stikine and Yunuk. The state and British Columbia this fall signed a statement of cooperation on transboundary mining, promising a larger role for Alaskans in planning and permitting. Hardcastle says Salmon Beyond Borders will use this report to continue pushing for oversight from both nations' federal governments. The group's report only focused on economic activity on this side of the border. The Alaska Miners Association also commissions the McDowell Group each year for a look at the economic value of mine projects within this state. However, Executive Director Deantha Crockett says her organization has not looked at the economic value to Alaskans from BC mines. She says the AMA supports the statement of cooperation between the state and provincial governments and expects that agreement, signed this fall by Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott, will better define impacts, positive or negative, in the future.
What is important to keep focused on is this technical working group that the Lieutenant Governor has provided for to fully understand how those mines across the border work will, in the long term, give us the information we need to evaluate whether those great economic benefits that this study puts on display are at jeopardy or not.
An annual PricewaterhouseCoopers report estimates that mining in British Columbia brought in more than $5.7 billion in revenue in British Columbia and employed more than 8,000 people last year. Companies have also built hydroelectric energy projects on tributaries of the Stikine River and are planning more. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.